a powder keg of anger, frustration and helplessness among Sri Lankans. There's been months of discontent over an economy close to bankruptcy. People have been demanding the president, the prime minister and the government resign, blaming them for mismanagement and corruption. Premier Mahinda Rajapaksa has now bowed to pressure.
As a leader who always listened to the people, I'm asking you, what do we do now?
We want Mahinda. We want Mahinda.
That means I do not need to resign.
Bussed in from around the country, a pro-government crowd confronted protesters in Colombo who have spent weeks calling for change. Some were injured, while tents and posters were torn up. Some say the police did not act fast enough to stop them. But shortly after, protesters regrouped and launched a counter-attack, targeting the buses that transported them, even destroying luxury vehicles and houses belonging to Rajapaksa loyalists. The government imposed a countrywide curfew until Wednesday morning and deployed the military to disperse the crowds. It had the opposite effect. Large crowds gathered opposite the president's office, vowing not to be intimidated. President Gotabaya's move to sacrifice his brother doesn't seem to be working.
Today's resignation is long overdue, but is unlikely to address the cause, the demands of the protesters. So even despite the curfew and a state of emergency, many are on the roads now because they feel their calls, their demands need to be heard.
Live ammunition was fired when protesters broke down gates to the premier's residence. The president had invoked a state of emergency on Friday.
For the past 30 days, protesters have maintained a largely peaceful campaign demanding the Rajapaksa brothers and their government resign. But protesters say the violence unleashed by the prime minister's supporters forced them to respond. Police and the armed forces have the challenge of now restoring calm. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.